home as we hear the theme from Exodus in the background. This is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another program of Jewish Soul Music. Yeah, you know, the first hour is The Mix, the second hour is Chazonis. We're also including some comedy in the third hour. A little bit of feedback encouraged me to continue that. Okay, we're doing that. How have you been? I just want to give you a save the date for January 12th. That's Motzi Shabbos. It's taking place at the Sfardische Shul in Borough Park. This is a cross between a kumsitz and a concert featuring Yehuda Green, Yaakov Motzin, Yaakov Rosenfeld, Simcha Rotenberg, and Yossi Pomerantz. It's produced by my friend, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. So save the date, and if you do get the calendar, or you should be getting the calendar, of events, there'll be a flyer for January with all the information. So let's get on with the music. There's a few classics I'll be playing. Of course, there's a dream that we all have that whatever war, this will be the last war. It's certainly wishful thinking, but it's still our hope and our prayer. And we'll hear Yoram Gaon with the classic HaMilchama HaAchrona. I promise you, my dear daughter, that this will be the last war. Of course, this is our prayer. This is our dream.
Ani מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה בשם כל הטנקיסטים ופניהם המאובקות אשר עברו את כל האש והשחיקות בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגלים אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה בשם הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זועם ונצרפו באש טילים ואש נונמם בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשן ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה התותחנים אשר ברסק הפגזים היו עמוד האש לאורך החזית בשם חובשים רופאים שבנפשם ומעודם החזירו רוח
רוח וחיים השיבו דם אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה הקשרים אשר קולם קרא לילות בשם כל הגייסות והחילות בשם כל האבות אשר הלכו לקרב נורא ושרוצים לשוב אלייך חזרה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה זאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה
Of course, that is our dream, our prayer, that there will be no more war. It's certainly a goal, a prayer, a dream. Shalom lach, Eretz Nehaderet.
ברובה עזינה אפי מת הסתם ברחובות אמן לא אמינה בליאתי שם יפתי שם אביר בשלל גדלה במחייה העדינות מתחות שום שנה בליאתי שם יפתי שם אביר ופורט
Well, I don't know what happened there. I guess I hit the wrong switch. I'm not even familiar with that particular song. How did that get there? Shalom Lach. Oh, it's 14. Oh, that's the problem. Okay.
Hayiti be Paris ve gam be Roma. ראיתי את שבעת פלאי תבל בקוטב הצפוני וגם דרומה אך אין מקום כמו ארץ ישראל וכמו גלויות של נוף יפות תמונות בזיכרוני עפות כמו בעד עדשה של מצלמה בתרמילי אותן עשה לכל מקום בכל מסע קטעי פסיפס מתוך תמונה שלמה שלום לך ארץ נהדרת עבדך הדל נושא לך שיר מזמור גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור צריחי המגדלים בירושלים סמטאות השוק הצבעוני גגות הרעבים של גבעתיים הניבטים מבעד חלוני את האוויר בתל אביב את סבתי ואת סבי את החלה ואת נרות שבת את ים המלח מול אדון ואשת לוט צופה לסדום ואת הקיץ בואך אלת. שלום לך ארץ נהדרת, עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור. גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך, מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור. מימיה הכחולים של הכינרת והרקיע התואם מעל, והרגשת הבית המוכרת בתוך אורכי זורמת כמו חשמל. הרי גליל והשמרון, הפרדסים שבשרון וילדים בגן המושבה, את הכרמל ואת הים אחד אחד ואת כולם, תמיד קורצים אומרים ברוך הבא. שלום לך ארץ נהדרת, עבדך דל נושא לך שיר מזמור. גם אם לעתים נודד אני על דרך, מה טוב לנדוד אך טוב יותר לחזור.
Gaon. Yes, coming up next, a very poignant selection. It's called the Ballada La Chovesh, the Ballad of the Medic. This is a classic of Yor Harom Gaon.
הם התקדמו לאט, הכל היה רגוע. מנגד הנהר וגומם רשרש, פתאום רעם ברק, אחד צעק פצוע. אני כבר בא, ענה לו החובש. עלינו על מוקש, צעק אז הפצוע. אני כאן לצדך, ענה לו החובש. ברד של אש ניתח, ברד כבד קטוע. מעבר לנהר, לגומה הרופש, ביקש אז הפצוע. עזוב שטויות, ענה לו החובש. תציל את עצמך, ביקש אז הפצוע. אני נשאר איתך, ענה לו החובש. והם נותרו שניהם והשדה פתוח, והם נותרו שניהם, והם גלויים לאש. אנחנו עדים אל מלז הפצוע, אחוז ביטוב, ענה לו החובש. נפצעת גם אתה, פצוע, עזוב, זה לא נורא, ענה לו החובש. האש כבדה, כבדה, קשה, קשה לנוע, רק לא להתייאש, רק לא להתייאש, אזכור אותך תמיד. לי נשבע אז הפצוע רק לא ליפול מלמל אז החובש שלך עד יום מותך נשבע אז הפצוע היום הוא יום מותי ענה לו החובש Om anan amhan Om alta hamma Et sel al hakarka Behu karen roe Itayu hem ba'im Yiber az ha-patsua Ach lo shama Mila min ha-chovesh Achi, achi sheli פצוע מעבר לנהר הגומם מרשרש אחי אחי שלי אחי אחי שלי אחי
Ballad of the Medic. May all peace God Har Hatzofim classic.
May all peace God Har Hatzofim Eshtachavela Chapaim. May all peace God Har Hatzofim Shalom lach Yerushalayim Alfei dorot Chalamti alayich Hirot lizkot Beor panayich Yerushalayim Yerushalayim panayich livnech Yerushalayim Yerushalayim mechov orvotayich evnech me'al pisgat har hatzofim Eshtach avelach apayim Me'al pisgat har hatzofim Shalom lach Yerushalayim Be'alfei brachot hayi baruchah Mikdash melech ir meluchah Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Ani do asuz mipo Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Yavo Hamashiach Yavo
Wonderful, Yoram Gaon. A lot of classics of his, right? He's quite a guy. Still going strong from what I understand. Yeah, it goes back 30, 40 years, that's for sure, at least. Okay, I got a lot of requests for Kaulbach stories. And, we're going to hear Yasala the Holy Miser. Yasala the Holy Miser.
Thank you. some are beautiful friends, my sweetest brothers and sisters. My friend Yaron and I, Shlomo, we are sitting here in the house of my friend Simcha and my friend Bezalel, and we want to tell you the sweetest stories in the world. You know, my beautiful friends, the older you get, the less stories you tell. Have you ever noticed people don't tell stories anymore? You know, for me, a young person is somebody who's telling stories. An old man is somebody stopped telling stories long ago. No friends, Reb Nachman says, Holy Master, Reb Nachman says, when you dream, you dream only stories. So this is for my children, for my sweetest Nishamale, and for my sweetest Dari. Someday you together with all the children of the world, you'll have your own children and grandchildren. But I want you to know, I remember every minute of my life, the moments when I told my children stories. And this is what the Holy Vishnu says, the Torah, the five books of Moses, the heart of the heart, the soul of the Jewish people, it's only stories. Because the master of the world, God in heaven, is the best storyteller in the world. Bum bum bum. Dari and all of your beautiful children, what is the most godlike act in the world? Giving. When a person has the privilege to give, you're so close to God. I'd like to share a few stories with you. You know, Nishamandari, I told you that my father, Yosede, he was telling stories all the time. And this is one of the stories I heard from his holy mouth a lot of times. It's a true story. The old cemetery in Krakow, and I had the privilege to be there. What a place, so holy, so awesome, so sad and yet so full of life. It sounds like the darkest night and it's heaven. Under a tree outside the cemetery, there is a lonely grave and it says, Panit man Yosele, Kamsen Kodosh. Here lies Yosele, the holy miser. You hear, children? What a gravestone. Here lies Yosele, the holy miser. It was 1550. We were so persecuted. We were so poor. We lived in a ghetto in Krakow. But there was one rich Jew, and his name was Yosele. But he was the greatest miser in the world. His whole life, he never gave one penny to one Jew. And you know something? He must have a heart of stone. You know, my beautiful friends, a miser is not part of the world, because the world is created by God. If you're not giving, you're not part of society. Who would say good Shabbos to him? Who would bless him as a good year? When Yosele walks the streets, people throw stones at him and called him a dirty miser. One day the burial society was told, Yosele is dying. They rushed to his bedside and they said, Yosele, you never gave a single penny to the poor. It's your last chance. Give us 1,000 rubles. That'll be the money for your grave and we will give it to the poor. But Yosele, obviously, has a heart of stone. He says, I cannot afford more than 50 rubles. They got so angry at him and they said, Yosele, you can't take the money with you anyway. But he says, no, I'm not giving more than 50. They said, okay, Yosele, we are not going to bury you. He just smiled and he says, I'll bury myself. I did a lot of things by myself. They said, if you don't give 1,000 rubles, we will not bury you. They got up to walk out. At that moment was his end. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. But it was so ugly because they thought, I guess you're thinking about the money he saved. They walked out and they kept their word. Yosele died Sunday night. They didn't bury him on Monday. They didn't bury him on Tuesday. They didn't bury him Wednesday all day. Wednesday night, one of his neighbors decided, we can't let him lie there. He has a wife and children. After midnight, not to be noticed, single-handedly threw Yosele on a wagon, drove out to the cemetery, buried him outside the cemetery under a tree. So you think this is the end of the story? Open your hearts, friends. Yosele, 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 join me. Yosele, Yosele. At the time of Yosele, the chief rabbi of Krakow was one of the great Kabbalists, one of the holy of holiest, and his name was Reb Kalman. Late Thursday night, a poor man knocked on his door and he said, Reb Kalman, give me some money to buy food for the holy Shabbos, Lekovet Shabbos. come and says, I'll be so happy to give you some money, but why today? I know you for so long, you never asked me. And he says, Reb, come and I want you to know, for 20 years, for 20 years I don't have a job, can't make a living. But every Thursday morning, every Thursday morning, under my broken door, under my broken heart, my broken life, there is an envelope. It's 5 rubles. And on the envelope it says, Lakovit Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos, but not today, but not today. 2 minutes later, there was another knock on the door. The poor man says, Rebbe, give me money for Shabbos. Where were you last week? Huh, for the last 10 years, every Thursday morning under my broken door, there's an envelope, it's 2 rubles. That night all the poor people came, and everybody told of that envelope. And one envelope was 5 rubles, and another envelope was 2 rubles. Was 10 rubles. Lakovit Shabbos. Join me, all of you, with all your hearts. Yosef, Yosef, Kival will see holy. Yosef, Yosef. Yosele, the holy miser. Reb Kalman was so broken. Kalman was so broken. We didn't even bury him. But above all, he says to the poor people, I don't understand. How did he know you so well? The one who gave 2 rubles, the one who gave 5, the one who gave 2. So this is what they told him. Every poor man once in his life thought, maybe I'll get through to Yosele. So every one of the poor people at one time in their life, they knocked on the door of Yosele. And Yosele the holy miser opened the door with so much love, so much sweetness. They opened their hearts, and Yosele said, please sit down and tell me everything. We'll take a pencil and a paper and write down, what's your name and sweetest yid, what's your name? He would say, my name is Avremele. What do you do, Avremele? I'm a water carrier. What street do you live on? We'll write it down. How many children do you have? I have 10 children. Oh, Yavremele, my heart is bleeding for you. You must be starving. How much do you need a week to live? And Yavremele would say, Yosele, if you only have a heart, please give me 5 rubles every week to keep my children alive. Yosele would bring in some wine and some cake, talk about everything in the world. And suddenly, like he got crazy, Yosele was a strong person and picked up Avremele and threw him down the steps, and he says, don't you ever dare coming back. You really think I'm crazy? You think I, Yosele, will give you my precious money? Get away from here. Avremele would go home and tell his wife he is crazy. But Thursday morning, there was an envelope under every man in the water carrier's door to keep his children alive. COVID Chambers, the COVID Chambers. Rob Kalman was beside himself. Rob Kalman was crying, he says, to the poor people. Rab Yossele supported all of us. He kept all of you poor people alive. We didn't bury him. And your children, whom he kept alive, would throw stones at him whenever he walks. Come and announce on Shabbos this Sunday. It'll be a fast day. Everyone has to be here to ask Yossele for forgiveness. The whole community came. All day Sunday they were crying, Yossele, holy miser, Yossele, forgive me, Yossele, bless me. Just about sunset, and Reb Kalman says to the people, I have a feeling we didn't reach him yet. Reb Kalman opened the holy ark and he yelled and he cried from the deepest depths of his heart, and he says, Yossele, the holy miser, please give me a sign that you forgive us. Reb Kalman fell to the floor, and people thought, God forbid, he had a heart attack, but he was just asleep. And in his dream, he saw Yossele, but not the way he is here, but the way he's shining up there in heaven. And Yossele says, Reb Kalman, please tell all my brothers and sisters to go home. There's no need to ask me for forgiveness. I wanted it this way. They wanted to have the privilege to give without anybody knowing, only the one who knows everything. I wanted him to know. Please tell the poor people, I thank everyone who ever came to my house to visit me. Thank you so much for pouring out your heart to me. And please tell them I'm here in paradise. I'm sitting next to Father Abraham, next to our Holy Mother Sarah. I have everything, but there's one thing I need. There's one thing I'm missing. I would give up all of paradise for just one more Thursday morning. There are no poor people in heaven. There are no broken doors in heaven. There are not envelopes, look over Shabbos. Tell the poor people I miss them. Kalman says, Yossele, how did it feel to be buried all by yourself? Haha, Yossele smiled. I'm Kalman. Believe me, I was not alone. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the four holy mothers, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, they were all there. King David walked behind me playing a song. Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Gilodi, held the candle in front of me.
He could really tell a story, can't he? Okay, we have another of his stories. They are a little long, but what the heck? I mean, this is Carl Bach, and this is classic Carl Bach. This selection is Yossele, 1974. Very interesting. Hope you're enjoying this.
So you hear Neshama Lindar, you hear all the children, all of you. This is not the end of the story. This was 1550, 1974. I received an invitation to represent the Jewish religion at an ecumenical meeting somewhere in the Midwest. It was so beautiful. The conference was supposed to last for 1 week. And every religion has one night to host all the other religions. And since the Jewish religion is maybe the oldest, they give us the honor of being the host the first night. The rabbi in that city happens to be a very wonderful rabbi. He organized a kosher meal for all the members of the conference. There was so much love in the air, so much sweetness, so much respect for each other. I noticed a bishop, and he came as his assistant bishop, and he told me, "My name is Joe." There was something so special about him. He was shining. I wanted to tell a Chassidish story, but I decided to tell the story of Yosele, the holy miser. Since I heard it from my father, let me give it over to them. I told the story of Yosele, the holy miser. There were so many tears. The next day the Catholics were supposed to be the hosts, but something went wrong with the kitchen and the church, and they asked the rabbi to have another kosher meal. But I was not the host, so I was sitting in a corner. Joe, the assistant bishop, came up to me and he says, "I want you to know, the story you told yesterday was so beautiful. The bishop couldn't sleep all night, and I'll never be able to tell you how much it means to me. But please, the bishop invites you to tell the story one more time." I told the story again and again. The eyes were filled with tears. My heart was filled with depth. I was there for a whole week. The last night I gave a concert for the whole university. A second before I go on stage, Joe the bishop comes to me, and I saw he's beside himself. He's crying. He says, "Please don't think I'm crazy, but I must hear the story one more time. I promise after the concert I will tell you my story. Join me, da 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 da." About 5,000 students at the concert, and I'm sure everyone was a few inches closer to heaven. Then he told the story of Yosele, the holy miser. And again there was an ocean of tears. I'll never forget it as long as I live. After the concert, Joe, the assistant bishop, and myself, we went for a long walk. We walked for a long time in silence. Suddenly Joe, the bishop, stopped and he says, "I'm sorry to tell you, I was lying to you. My name is not Joe. My name is Yosef from Krakow. I want you to know, my mother was found half dead in Dachau, an American soldier took a liking to her, took her with him to America, he cured her, and then he married her under the condition that she'll never tell the children that she is Jewish. My father's a very devout Catholic, so you see, I'm an assistant bishop. A few weeks ago, my mother called me and she says, the doctor gave me 3 more days to live. I'm very sick. Please come immediately. I cannot leave this world until I tell you my story. I came to her bedside. And this is what she said. Forgive me. I was lying to you. Your name is not Joe. Your name is Yosef from Krakow. I named you after my holy father. Cousin is a Chassid, the holy of holiest, one of the richest Jews in Krakow. His house was like the house of Abraham. Poor people ate there, they lived there. They gave everything away. And we are descendants of Yosef, the holy miser. And my father was named after Yosef. Yosef from Krakow. For 3 days, my mother told me everything what she knew, and even what she didn't know. She told me how holy it is to be a Jew. She told me Shabbos and Yontem, Yom Kippur and Mustara. She told me all about my Zayde, about my grandfather, about my grandmother. She told me everything there is and everything there isn't. After 3 days she left the world. She held my hand and she said, Joe, don't forget, you're not Joe. You're Yosef from Krakow. You're Yosef from Krakow. He says to me, I was so torn apart. Didn't know what to do with myself anymore. On one hand, I'm Joe the Bishop, and I'm also Yosef from Krakow. Here I am, a devout Catholic. This is my career, I put my whole life into it. But yet I'm not a Catholic, I'm a Jew. Didn't know what to do with myself. 2 weeks ago I was up all night begging before God, before the only one. And this is what I said. Master of the world, give me a sign what you want me to be. And I said, if someone comes to me and just says the words, Yosef from Krakow, that'll be my sign that you want me to be a Jew. Can you imagine? He says, here I'm coming to this ecumenical meeting, and the first thing I hear is Yosef from Krakow. Yosef from Krakow. He says, I swear to you, I saw my holy mother standing behind you. I could see her tears flowing over your forehead. And when you said the story yourself in Krakow, I knew. My mother reminding me that I'm not Joe anymore. I'm yourself from Krakow. He put his hand in his pocket, he pulled out a ticket. It says New York to Lviv. He says, tomorrow morning at dawn I'm leaving. I'm not taking anything with me. I'm flying to New York, New York to Lviv. You will not hear from me for a long time because I know my father will call the international police to look for me. And I don't ever want my father to know that my mother told me that she's Jewish, because he really did save her life. But one thing I promise you, if the one, the only one, will give me the privilege to marry you, Yerushalayim, the holy city, the night before the wedding I will go to the holy wall and I will write you a letter. Whenever I came to Yerushalayim, I'm looking for Joe the bishop, but how could I recognize him? I'm sure by now he has a beard and payas, and he doesn't have a big cross hanging down his neck anymore. I couldn't find him. 1979. So many years later, one day I'm going to my office, and I'm holding a letter in my hands. One side it says my name, on the other side it says Yosef from Krakow. Now Yerushalayim, the holy city, I'll be shaking until Mashiach is coming, just remembering when I opened the letter. And this is what it says: to my friend and brother Shlomo, thank you for all eternity to remind me that I am not Joe, that I am Yosef from Krakow. I want you to know I look like Mercedes. I learn Torah like Mercedes. I have pears in a beard like Mercedes. I have tzitzis like Mercedes. I love Shabbos like Mercedes. Tomorrow night I'll marry a girl who in my dreams looks like my Bobbe. So holy, so beautiful, her heart of gold. And here I'm by the holy wall, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm writing to you to thank you. Let me bless you, to remind all the Joes, you're not Joe, you're Yosef from Krakow. This is I, Yosef from Krakow, turning to God. The night is so dark and so full of light. By the holy wall in the holy city Yerushalayim. Da la 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 la.
I hope you enjoyed those two stories. Again, it's really, really classic, classic Yesala. I think we have time for one more selection. Well, I always have time. Yeah, I'm not restricted, but let's see if we can end with Avram Fried, and this will be a Golis medley. Avram Fried.
Oy, Golus, Golus, wie groß bist du? Schchina akidoisho, wie weit bist du? Wenn der Golus wollt, kleiner geworden, wollt die Schchina unenter geworden. Rachel, me vakor. Rachel, me vakor. Rachel, me vakor. Hu yalboneho. Oy, Rachel, me Rachel. Rachel. Ki hi beis chayeinu, rachem al tzion, rachem al tzion, ki hi beis chayeinu, hoy rachem al tzion, ki hi beis chayeinu. Rachem al tzion, Rachem al tzion, Rachem al tzion.
Ve'hareinu Hashem, Hashem.
Live, 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 live
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Gaon and Karl Bach. Okay, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@awol.com, cbjmusic@awol.com. I'm always interested in your feedback, comments, or requests. It's also nice to know that I'm not just talking to myself, and I know you're out there. It's always good to hear from you. Thank you, and shalom.